We continue now with lesson number 25 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. And we are now in the sixth perek, the second and third Mishnayos of the sixth perek. Yesterday we learned that there are three geographical regions with reference to Shviyos. That part of Eretz Yisrael, which was occupied by the Olei Bovel, is 100% Eretz Yisrael as far as Shviyos goes. Those outlying areas which were not conquered by the Olei Bovel, but which were conquered by Yehoshua, Olei Mitzrayim, there it's kind of an intermediate status. But those geographical regions which are beyond Hanahor v'Amona, which are way north of Eretz Yisrael and east, these are not Eretz Yisrael at all. However, there's a region northeast of Eretz Yisrael called Syria, more or less where today Syria is, but not exactly. In any case, as we will see, Syria has a special halacha. Syria technically is beyond the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. However, David HaMelech conquered Syria. He conquered areas outside of the biblical, so to speak, Eretz Yisrael, the land known as Syria. And this is what's called a kibush yochid. It's the conquest of an individual. Yes, the individual is none other than King David and David HaMelech, who annexed this foreign territory to Eretz Yisrael. But what halacha does it have as far as the rules and regulations of mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, and in our case of Shviyos? So the halacha is that since David conquered Syria before he had conquered bona fide Eretz Yisrael, so therefore Syria does not have the Kedushas Ha'oretz, does not have the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. In some respects it has sanctity, some respects it does not, as we will see. So the Mishnah says, Osin batolush besuria. In Syria it's permissible to do avodos, to do work, with fruits which have already been harvested, tolush, disconnected, no longer connected to the ground. We'll see some examples about it in a moment. Avalo b'mechubor. So here you have peiros shviyos, but they've already been harvested. You're in the kitchen, you can do anything you want with them. However, if it's still attached to the ground, then you cannot do avoda with the fruits which are still connected to the ground. The Mishnah explains, Doshim, it's permissible to thresh, vizorin, and to winnow, to separate through the wind the chaff from the grain. These procedures are done post-harvesting, so they're permitted in Syria. Vidorchin, it's permissible to press the grapes, that's post-harvesting. Uma amrim, and to heap bundles of tfua, bushels or bundles or heaps of tfua, to put them into piles, that's all permissible. Because of these are all avodos batolosh. Avalo kotzrin, but you can't harvest, can't reap wheat. Velo botzrin, and you can't pluck grapes down from the grapevine. Velo moskim, nor can you pluck olives from the olive trees. These are all avodos mechubor. Now, min ha-Torah, Syria is no different from France or England. They're not Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Yisrael. But the Chachomim made a gzera that it should not be permissible to work the land of Syria, just as it's not permissible to work the land in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason being, the reason the Chacham made this gzera, says the Yerushalmi, is otherwise people during Shvius will leave Eretz Yisrael and they'll go settle in Syria because there they can do farming without restrictions. So therefore, a gzera was placed that you cannot do avodas karka in Syria. However, on the other hand, there are poor people who just simply couldn't sustain themselves during Shvius. So you want to leave them a kind of an exit strategy. And therefore you say, well, if you go to Syria, you might not be able to buy a farm and till the earth there. But whatever is harvested there, there are no restrictions on the kind of work you can do. Klal Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave a general rule, and that is, Kol shekayotze bo muto be'eretz Yisrael, every type of work which in Eretz Yisrael is permissible, osin oso besuria. In other words, anything which is permissible min ha'Torah, shekayotze bo muto be'eretz Yisrael min ha'Torah, even though it is only osor midrabonon, in Surya you can do it, there's no isur even midrabonon. Now, let me explain this a little deeper, taking into account some other important subjects, which we will learn later in the Mishnayos in the 8th Perek. And again, I'm following the approach of the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rishon, the Baal HaTosfos, on this point. He and many others explain that our Mishnah is speaking of a field which was Shamur. In other words, it's a field in Syria, which is where the owner has his farm in Syria, and the farm has a fence around it with a big sign, no trespassing. It's my farm. Shvius, Shmius, I'm doing what I want. In such a place, and that farmer never was mafkir his peros, as he should have, according to the Torah's mitzvah, you have to leave your field open for everybody to enjoy. But he kept it for himself. In such a situation, a Jew is not allowed to work in that field. Avodos b'mechubor. The pasuk says, "Esviach kitzir chalos siktzor, ves inven izirech chalos siftzor." That's talking about a field which is shamur. You can't harvest there. You can't do avodos karka there. Avodos b'mechubor. Therefore, the Chachamim said that in Syria too, you cannot do avodos karka, avodos mechubor, tilling the land and harvesting, etc., in Syria, in a field which is shamur, which is totally protected and locked up. However, what about if a person has an Eretz Yisrael, a field which is shamur? He doesn't keep the laws of Shvius, he puts a fence, no trespassing, no one's coming in there, I'm doing my thing, Shvius doesn't matter to me. And now he takes his peros from that field, that which is shamur, and he sells them to somebody. Now you have these peros, which are telushim, but they were telushim from a field which was mishumor. So in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat that fruit, obviously b'kedusha shviyis, but you have to do it with a shinui. And we learn about those shinuyim. You have to do it in some unusual fashion to indicate that you're deriving and using fruits, vegetables, whatever, which came from a field which was shamur, which was improperly guarded and not freed for everyone to partake of. So that's the situation here in Syria. If a field is shamur, you can't do avoda b'mechubor, but you can do avoda b'tolush without the requirement of that shinui. That's the leniency of Syria over Eretz Yisrael. However, if a person has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, which he was mafkir, it's my farm, I'm taking down my fence, kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol, come and eat. So then, such a field, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's permissible to harvest that field, to take the crops, the grapes off the vine, and the olives off the tree, and the wheat from the ground, etc. It's permissible because we follow the rule, says the Rash, which is laid down the Braisa and the Sifro, which says, "Es in ven izirecha lo sivtzor min hashamur ein atobotzer, aval atobotzer min amufkor." It's permissible as long as you declare your field open and free, hefker, to everyone, then you can harvest, etc., etc., to your heart's content. So therefore, we follow this approach. In Surya, if a land is mufkor, if a person has a farm in Surya and declares it hefker, it's hefker. And anybody can come and partake in it, and you can work the field, botzer, kotzer, mosaic, etc., etc., no problem. Only if the field is shamur do you have the restrictions of avoda b'mechubor, but no restrictions, no shinuyim required in your way you prepare and consume the food which is talush, which has already been harvested. This is the explanation of the Mishnah following the Rabbeinu Shimshon, following the Rash. Again, others, especially the Rambam, has a different approach to this Mishnah. But let's now continue with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Bitzalim, onions. Again, different approaches, but the most Mefarshim learned, the pshat here is, these onions were put in the ground, were planted originally in the sixth year. But they were kept in the ground into the seventh year. And they, sheyardu alayhem gishomim, and vitzamchu, and it started to rain, and these onions sprouted more growth during the seventh year. So how do you determine what's this onion, a sixth-year onion or a seventh-year onion? Some of it grew in the seventh year. Some of it already grew in the sixth year. So the Mishnah says, im hayu he'olin shelohem shechorin. Let's translate this literally. If the leaves of this onion are black, shechorin, asurin, then they are asur, because the fact that they are shechorim, and I'll say more about shechorim, but for now let's just translate shechorim literally as black, then they are asur because they grew during shviyas, and you can only eat them b'kedusha shviyas. However, if horiku, if the leaves are green, then I'm translating literally, they're green, hareelu mutorin, then it's mutor, because whatever grew did not grow from the karka and shviyas, but grew from the onion itself, and therefore it's not considered shviyas, but rather still the product of shishas. Im hayu ha'olon shehem shechorin asurin, im horiku hareelu mutorin. However, the Mefarshim understand, what does it mean, black leaves on an onion? Did you ever see black leaves on an onion? So the Mefarshim explain that black means pale green. And horiku means a full-fledged green, a bright green. So if they're this pale green, then the color pale green indicates that they grew in the seventh year. And that the growth in the seventh year was more than what existed in the sixth year, the core, and therefore the whole onion cannot be eaten except by Kedusha Shviyas. However, horiku, meaning if they became a bright green, which indicates some type of, they already dry and withered, a really dark green, then they're mutar because these are not gedule karka. These are rather gedule bitzolim. How on earth, and I always wondered, how on earth does shechorim mean pale green as opposed to horiku? So I found recently that Professor Felix, in his book on Mishnah Shviyas, explains, it's very interesting. He says, in Chazal, sometimes shachor doesn't mean black. Rather, it means weak, dim, not fully developed, not bright. That's what shachor means. So if that's the case, then the word shachor doesn't mean the color black, but it rather means a green which is dim, a very dim, light green. And Professor Felix points out, quotes, I'm quoting a footnote of his, but it's, to me it's enlightening. He writes, Shachor hora'ato keha, that the word black in Talmudic, in Mishnaic Hebrew, means, is used to mean dim as opposed to the color black. And we see in the Mishnah Meseches Trumos, we refer to Te'enim Shechoros, black figs. And it doesn't mean black figs at all. It means figs which don't have their full color of figs, dim figs. And similarly in Meseches Nida, you have a color identified as Yayin Shechor, black wine, which he insists means not black wine, not dark red, but just the opposite, very pale red, very light pink. Because Shachor often means Keha. To me, this was a chiddush, something new, but it helps me, and I hope it helps you, understand this Mishnah, which the standard Mefarshim, the Rav, the Rash, and the Bar Tanura explain. The Shachorin means dim green, light green, pale green, and Horiku means a full-fledged, deep, dark green. In any case, this is the simen of the Tanakama. If Shechorin, then they grew in Shvius. If Horiku, then they're still the product of Shishis. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna Somer, he's given us a different simen. Im Yecholin lehi tolesh be'olin shelohem asurim. If it's possible to take the leaves of this onion and pull by the leaf and the whole onion comes out of the ground, so the leaves are so strong that you can uproot the whole onion, then asurin, because this shows that these leaves grew during Shvius to the extent that you can now pull these leaves and the whole onion comes along. However, if the onion falls apart, that's a good sign. That's a sign that these leaves are not strong, and are old, withered, weakened leaves, and therefore they're still part of Shishis. Uchaneged kein motsoi shvius mutorin. Similarly, if you have an onion which was planted in the ground in the seventh year in Shvius, and now grew some more, it rained somewhat in the Shminis in the eighth year, so there, if you pull it and it pulls out, it's mutter. If you pull it and it doesn't fall out, it is osur. Osur meaning it's shvius and has to be used according to the rules of Kedusha Shvius. And so we've completed the second and third Mishnah of the sixth parak of Shvius, and the process concluded lesson number 25.